OABC IG Boys Basketball Talk now with Coach Steve Brown, 14-9 last year, and with some key pieces returning from that squad, I'm sure you have pretty high hopes for this year.
Yeah, we've set our goals pretty high. You know, we want to be kind of like last year. We want to make sure we're in that top two of the conference and hopefully a title, but there'll be a lot to do in order to get that. And you know, and the goal, of course, is to get better every day. And the game will take care of itself as long as you keep getting better.
Bringing back three of your top four scorers, I'm sure you feel pretty good about the offense and your outside shooting especially.
Yeah, we'd like to think that's where we're going to hang our hat. But, you know, you've got to be able to get into gaps and get to the rim because, you know as well as I do, if you just rely on that three-point shot, there's going to be nights where it doesn't go, and you better have a second answer.
With some of the size he lost last year, maybe not the highest scorers on the team, but contributed in other ways. Is that a concern for you?
Sure. We know it's going to be tough down the post area. We're going to have to pressure a lot of wings and front the post and hopefully keep the ball out of that area. And we've just got to do, you know, compared to tonight, we've got to do a better job of rebounding.
And your Jamboree matchup against Storm Lake St. Mary's, putting up 41 points, your thoughts?
You know, when we got out and ran, we looked pretty good. You know, and that's kind of what we talked about afterwards is in our half-court offense, we've got to get a little bit more movement with the ball. We tended to catch it and stand around and look and wait for a cutter, and we've got to make things happen. You know, a lot of ours is going to be based upon transition and movement, and we just got to do a better job of that, but it's early.
Yeah, transition, finding the cutters, you spoke of some of these things, but all in all, what do you feel it's going to take to maintain and exceed the level of play that you enjoyed last year?
I think, you know, how fast some of our younger kids come along is going to make a difference of how far we can go, and you know, we've just got to do a better job. And fundamentally, you know, on defense, we've just got to be solid. And in the past, we have been. But we've also enjoyed some big people in the past down in that area. And that gives you a lot more latitude. So we're going to play with some things. But, you know, for the most part, you know, Caden and Cooper, they're pretty good down low. They don't always like to play down low, but they're pretty good down there. So we can get some pressure, you know, out of Landon at the top. And then the other two guards, we just got to get them out further on the shooters. And that's kind of what we talked about afterwards when I talked to the kids. You know, I asked them, I said, where were we weak on defense tonight? And they said there was too many times where we had a shooter got one pass and a shot. And so we know where we got to go, and now next week back to work.
You'll keep working on things. And Western Valley Conference, as you said, finishing in the top two last year. Kingsley Pearson brings a lot of players back, and others like MVAO, COU, and Woodbury Central. They lost a little more, but always seem to reload.
Yeah, those are, you know, the three that you mentioned right off the bat. Obviously, the three there. And Woodbury Central really caused some problems for some teams at the end of the year. We just happen to be fortunate enough that, you know, they didn't match up real well with us. And, you know, we had a night where we shot extremely well, and then they turned around and beat Kingsley the next night. So, you know as well as I do, in the game of basketball, you're just not sure what's going to happen night to night, and you've just got to concentrate and do what you can do.
Well, it should be interesting to get to KP right off the bat on your home floor this coming Friday.
Yeah, that's him and I have both talked about the fact it's too bad that game's going to happen first game out for the season. You know, we'd like to play that one last. And but you got to play it when it's scheduled, you know. And just to let people know, our game Tuesday night with Booyer Valley is not going to happen. They had a scheduling conflict, so that could be a big issue, you know, because we're going to come out, and tonight had to be our practice for that. So we tried to do a few more things tonight that we probably wouldn't have done in a Jamboree, but that was kind of our game for this week to get ready for Kingsley. So we've got some work to do ahead of us this week.
Yep, and thanks for clearing that up. I thought I did see that KP was first on the schedule, so that's nice to know. So, Coach Brown, thanks a lot for the time. Always appreciate it, and we'll see you a bunch this year.
Okay, thank you very much.
OABCIG Boys Basketball and Coach Steve Brown on Storm Lake Radio.